From Spark and Anvil and FrameQuest, this is Tween, in Chapter 1 of the FrameQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Tween is a calm fox tween. They always wear an orange sweater and brown corduroy pants, and a tiny ruler charm hangs from their neck. It never changes. Not ever. That is comforting. You always know Tween. Tween moves in a careful, measured way, and their eyes always watch how things move. Not just the big moves, but the tiny ones. Move a little, Tween says, then a little more. That is their whole craft, motion between. The ruler charm is for measuring the small distance a character travels from one picture to the next. Move it too far, and the animation looks jumpy, like a hiccup in time. Move it too little, and nothing seems to happen at all. The trick is moving it just right, small and steady, so that all the tiny moves add up and your brain fills in the gaps into smooth motion.
Smaller than you think is usually right, Tween always says. For a ball, maybe 1 or 2 centimeters between frames. For a hand, even less. For a zooming car, a bit more. It is easy to want to rush, to shove the ball halfway down the hill and be done. But a big shove looks broken, like a robot with square wheels. Tiny equals steps, Tween says. That's the whole secret. The patient way is the way that works, and Tween has found the way that feels calmer too. You are never behind. You are just taking the next small step.
The animation table hummed softly under a bright lamp. A small, bumpy brown clay hill sat in the middle. Payne had just finished placing a bright red clay ball at the very top.
Frame 1, Payne announced, stepping back. Ready for action.
The big black camera waited above, like a giant eye, ready to blink. Now it was Tween's turn. Their job was to make that ball roll. Tween walked up, orange sweater a warm splash of color, and looked at the red ball. They didn't touch it yet. They just stared, eyes like tiny cameras, measuring the air.
How far does it go? Whispered Beat, leaning closer.
Tween thought deeply, then said softly as rustling leaves, move a little, then a little more. They picked up the cool, smooth ball and slid it just a tiny way down the hill, then held up the ruler charm. See? Beat squinted. It barely moved.
Exactly, Tween said, a small smile playing on their lips. About 1 centimeter. This is frame 2's position.
Payne clicked the camera. Click, sharp and quick.
Tween nudged the ball again, another tiny centimeter. Frame 3, click. And again, frame 4, click.
Done in tiny equal steps, Tween explained, gesturing gently. Each move is small, each move is the same size. 1 centimeter, 1 click, over and over, all the way down the hill. No rushing, no big shoves, just the patient adding up of small, steady change.
At last, the red ball rested at the bottom of the hill. Beat watched it settle and felt something quiet and warm settle in their own chest, too. It wasn't the rushing kind of happy. It was the slow kind, proud, calm, patient. All those tiny, steady moves had added up to something real, something that truly seemed to roll. And Beat noticed they weren't in a hurry anymore. That unhurried, small, steady step it adds up feeling, easy and glad and ready to try one little step of their own, was to Tween the very best thing about moving a little, then a little more.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tween. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.